She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
Now I may have faith to make mountains. Hey guys, this is Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been too long since I've seen you last. We had Thanksgiving break, and then I didn't do a show that Sunday, so it's been like 2 weeks, and it sucked. I need an outlet to play my little songs and to say my little things. This week I unfortunately don't have a guest, which sucks for all of you, but it's great for me because I can talk more. I probably won't, actually, because I have a lot of songs to play. Every time I have a guest, I only get through like 8 songs, and I have so many songs that I want to play on air because so many songs like demand airtime. I've said this before, but there are so many songs that in my opinion just like scream at me and say like, you need to play this on air to your audience of so many people. So the theme this week is women part 2, not to harp on our previous concept for episode of Bean Tunes, but I figured we had a great episode talking about women, medieval women, 2 weeks ago, if you were here for it. But I also think that we need to expand our definition of women a little bit, which is in true medieval woman fashion, but I wanted to play a whole different range of emotions that women can convey, okay? a lot of these songs are actually, or not a lot of them, some of them are actually not by women, controversial, but I think that a lot of them have to, like, or at least make me feel like I can express my femininity, okay? That's the concept for today's episode. That first one is one that I've played on air so many times, I think. At least once. Probably last year, though, so you needed to hear it again. It's Tell Him by the one and only Lauryn Hill. Just a beautiful song. Like, was listening to it yesterday for the first time in a while and, like, was feeling things. Sometimes I feel like when I listen to a song, I get, like, this, like, chest compression situation where it sort of feels like I'm, like, gonna really cry, but I don't. And I had one of those moments yesterday when I was listening to it. Maybe it's because I was stressed about this paper that I have to write today, which is not really paper. It's, like, 3 paragraphs, but I take, like, 5 more hours to do everything than they need to take. So there's that. Yeah. So next up, we have one from Solange. This one is off of her album True, but I have not really, like, listened to this song that much before. I really like it. It's called Bad Girls. Here it is. Thank you. All right, I'm back. That was Taishi with Basically, another fave from this semester. My life has been ruined after someone told me my music, sometimes my music sounds like H&M music, so every time I listen to a song, that's like sort of my litmus test now. Would this play in an H&M? Probably, and probably most of my music would. I think there's something that's just so magical about H&M music, or Zara music. There's just like a specific sound that gets you to buy stuff, and maybe that's just my taste. But my life has been ruined after that because I can't stop thinking about it, and I infect everyone else with it too. It's like when someone told me about the podcast The Daily, about how the Michael Barbaro, who like is hosting the podcast, his breath is like sort of annoying, and now I can't listen to that podcast anymore. So I'm moral of the story is that I am super impressionable, and if you tell me something, I probably will hold on to it for the rest of my life. So there's that. All right, moving on. So this is sort of the start of my Blood Orange. Like, I'm going to play Blood Orange for the rest of the hour. I have three songs in this list today that Blood Orange is somehow involved in. So get excited. This next one is called Desiree. It's from Freetown Sound, which was released in 2016. I'm having this sort of Blood Orange moment right now. I think it's because it's getting cold out and I have this sort of need to feel warm. There's something about the cold that just really messes me up, makes me feel like super emotional, crazy, like I have all these big emotions and like don't know what to do with them, and something about Blood Orange just sort of sets me straight, and this song in particular has been one that has literally gotten me through the cold. Like, quite literally, I will listen to the song when I'm in my coldest state. like walking back from class at 5:30 when it's pitch black. And it's, you know, it's approaching that like sub 30 range. And I, in like classic Jill fashion, have not, you know, adapted my wardrobe to where I live. So I still wear the clothes that I wear. And my mom complains about it, but I still do the things that I do. Moral of the story is that I don't listen. So I will simultaneously hold the little small things that you say to me in my brain forever and also not listen. So there's that. Yeah. Okay. Again, this one is from Blood Orange. It's called Desiree. I literally, once you get this song into your head, it will not leave your head. It is so good. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you never forget about it, okay?
Later, because of the fact they're waiting for the working girls to get there.
And what is it those girls are doing?
Well, they're making money for the balls, and they're making their costumes, their outfits, or, you know, getting it together like that. Something like that. I'd find they do respect that people, but that is between myself and them, so I will not wish to further speak about it. And they do. But at most times, 99% of the time, I know. 95% of the time, they do. But I feel like,
well, you can see me happy. That's because it's your thing.
Husband, and she wants him to buy her a washer and dryer set. In order for him to buy that, I'm sure she'd have to go to bed with him anyway to give him what he wants, for her to get what she wants. So, in the long run, it all ends up the same way.
For no reconciliation, I just wanna tap in and see how you've been. I waited for an adequate amount of time to give us both some space. I think it's been good for us to stay about the way, but it can't hurt to check up on an ex. Not to flex, but to put the hurt to rest. From maturity to test, so I'm calling to say, are you okay on your special day? Can I call you on your birthday? That you're okay. Would you prefer it if I go ghost and let you go your own way? Can I call you on your birthday? Can I call you just to make sure that you're okay? Got the number to your old phone. That you're okay. Would you prefer it if I go ghost and let you go your own way? Can I call you on your birthday just to make sure that you're okay?
Alrighty, guys, that was Disclosure with Birthday. Such a good song. It's off the album Energy, which came out in 2020, which is crazy. I thought that album was like, feels like yesterday when it came out. I hope that that gave you a burst of energy, gave you a dance break. You deserve it, okay? Yes, yes, exactly that. That song is just, it reminds me of my high school friends, who I miss a lot. It reminds me of just like positive, great times. So glad I could play it on air. So glad that I could, you know, dance a little bit in the studio by myself. Hope no one was there to see it. Just if you could imagine, or basically what I'm doing is imagining that you could also see me in the studio during this show. And I feel like that would be like, honestly, performance art. It's like, I don't know, just the antics that happen in here are a little insane. I also like have this deep-seated fear that sometimes the mic is on while the music is playing, and it's always not on because I'm pretty good at turning it off, because at some point you just need to cut her off and just be like shh. But I have this fear that it's on while the music is playing and you can hear me like singing along to myself, which would be so awesome. I think I should do a whole show like that, actually. We have four mics, and I could have three people in here. We could all sing along. That could be so fun for everyone, I think, including the listeners, especially for the listeners. Maybe I'll put that in, make that happen. So basically for the rest of the show, again, it's a lot of Blood Orange. Some more sort of dancey, not even dancey stuff, but basically I wanted to play songs today that if I were to have some people come to my house and, dance around in a little maybe gathering, I would want these songs to play, or some of them at least. Which brings me to my point that I refuse to listen to that ABBA song anymore. No more Gimme Gimme. I actually refuse to hear it. If I hear it, if you're playing it, I will leave your house. If you're singing it, I will leave your vicinity. I refuse. No more. Okay? Once like the DJs, the quote-unquote DJs claimed that song, it just became a terrible song. I'm sorry. Also, let's talk about the Squid Game remix. Why are we doing that? I just could not disagree more. Let's actually listen to good danceable music that was made to be danced to. That brings me to my other point, which is that I'm not seeing Kate Renata this week, which is super upsetting. But if you're willing to drop sort of an exorbitant amount of money, you should definitely go see Kate Renata at House of Blues on Wednesday or Thursday, because that will be such a fun show, and like super sad to be missing out on it. I miss out on a ton of shows because I get cheap and I'm scared of spending money, so enjoy it for me if you go, please. So basically the rest of the show is just like, I actually can't categorize the rest of the show. I've been sitting on this list for a while now, not really knowing when I would play it, but today seems like a perfect day because I'm like in this very interesting mood. Also pretty tired because I woke up early to finish this paper, which I still haven't finished, and it's due at 5 p.m. today. So anyway, we're moving on to the PSA, also very important. This one is called Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message for the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I hope that was really helpful to you, and I hope you will consider covering up your camera unlike me. Again, I just sort of refuse to listen to any advice. Anyone that knows me will tell you that about me. So, as much as, you know, the threat of malware is very scary, I still refuse to do it. Whoever is watching me on my camera will just see me sitting in WMFO studio dancing to myself. Okay, anyway. On that note, this next one is also from Solange. Again, a lot of Solange today, because Solange is so awesome, and Solange deserves more airtime. This one is called Sound of Rain from When I Get Home, which came out in 2019, which is a little crazy. Again, this song just like has, you know, kept me going. Just like the beat is so good to walk to, so good to like just like put your get in the zone, focus, which I don't have a lot of these days. So this song has been really awesome for me. I'm going to stop talking now and just let you listen to this beautiful song. Here we go.
Don't Another hit. what else to do. Think about leaving the house, but my fears aren't letting up.
Hey guys, I'm back. That was The Avalanches, We Will Always Love You, featuring Blood Orange. Thank you, Blood Orange, for all three songs that I played today. Just so good, so good, so good. Yeah, again, dancing in the studio by myself, favorite little habit. So I'm like trying to figure out how many songs I have can play, because I'm trying to squeeze in so many songs. I have so much I want to say, so much I want to play. And I never get to all of my things, but this has been so fun. I, you know, as much as I love having guests, I also do love coming into the studio and saying my little things and playing my little songs. It really does, like, make my whole week better, my whole life better, changes my outlook on life. WMFO changed my life, okay, guys? So, yeah, I, before that one I played Erykah Badu, Didn't You Know, like one of my top 10 best songs ever. Just like crazy beat, so good to listen to in so many different settings. Reminds me again of friends from home. And then of course before that I played Solange, Sound of Rain, also another beautiful one. Yeah, today you're getting a lot of my like big, these are the big faves today. I don't know what inspired that for today, but I don't know. I was having a big day today, apparently. Alrighty, this next one is from Magdalena Bay, which is an artist that is very new to me, but very quickly became near and dear to my heart. This one is called Prophecy. I love it because it has so much of the same noise that, like, my favorite pop sounds, like, singers have. It has, like, this string part that just sounds exactly like Ariana Grande, and hear me out, but, like, that just made me... like, yes, I need to listen to this song more. This one's called Prophecy. It's off of their new album that came out this year in October, which I really love. So give it a listen. This one is called Prophecy. Enjoy. Oh, Okay, guys, again, that was Magdalena Bay, Prophecy. I seriously get something new out of every listen from that song. I'm being super quick right now because I need to play this last song. I need to. It's a need for me. I'm going to close this out. So it's been so fun. Thank you so much for listening. Please tune in next week. Maybe I'll have a guest. Maybe I won't. Hopefully. I think it's going to be one of my last shows, so it might be end-of-year themed, Christmas themed. We'll see. Stay tuned. Anyway, this is your DJ Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This next one is from J. Paul. Just such a good song. It's called Crush. It's on Crush Unfinished, because let's not get into J. Paul right now, because we need to play this song. All right, enjoy.
Thank you.